One evening, a young princess went out to take a walk by herself in the forest. She sat down to rest by a pond and began to play with her favorite toy, a golden ball. She loved tossing it up into the air and catching it as it fell. As she played, she threw the ball higher and higher. Then she threw it so high that she missed catching it as it fell. The ball bounced into the pond. The pond was so deep that she could not see the ball. The princess was so sad that she said, "I would give all my fine clothes and jewels if I could only get my ball back." At that moment, a frog put its head out of the water and said, "Do not be sad, princess. I do not want your jewels and fine clothes, but if you will love me and let me live with you and eat off your golden plate and sleep on your bed, I will bring you your ball." "What nonsense," thought the princess. "This frog will not be able to get out of this pond to visit me, though he may be able to get my ball for me, and therefore I will tell him he shall have what he asks." So she said to the frog, "Well, if you will bring me my ball, I will do all you ask." Then the frog dove deep under the water, and after a little while he came up with the ball in his mouth and threw it on the edge of the pond. As soon as the young princess saw her ball, she grabbed it. She was so overjoyed to have her ball again that she ran home as fast as she could, forgetting about the frog. The frog called to her, "Princess, take me with you!" But she did not stop to hear a word. The next day, just as the princess had sat down to dinner, she heard a strange noise. Tap, tap, plash, plash. As if something was coming up the marble staircase. Soon afterwards, there was a gentle knock at the door. And a little voice cried out and said, "Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door to thy true love here. And mind the words that thou and I said, by the fountain cool, in the green wood shade." The princess ran to the door and opened it. And there she saw the frog, whom she had quite forgotten. Seeing the frog frightened her, so she shut the door as fast as she could and came back to her seat. The king, her father, seeing that something had frightened her, asked her what was wrong. "There is a nasty frog at the door," she said, "that lifted my ball for me out of the pond this morning. I told him that if he got my ball out of the pond, he could live with me here, thinking that he could never get out of the pond, but there he is at the door, and he wants to come in." While she was speaking, the frog knocked again at the door and said, "Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door to thy true love here, and mind the words that thou and I said, by the fountain cool in the greenwood shade." Then the king said to the young princess, "You have given your word, so you must keep it. Go and let him in." She let the frog in, and the frog hopped into the room, and then straight on, tap, tap, plash, plash, from the bottom of the room to the top, till he came up close to the table where the princess sat. "Please lift me upon the chair," said the frog, "and let me sit next to you. Put your plate close to me so I may eat from it." When he had eaten as much as he could, he said, "Now I am tired. Please carry me upstairs and put me into your bed." And the princess, though very unwilling, took him up in her hand and put him on the pillow of her own bed, where he slept all night long. As soon as it was light, the frog jumped up, hopped downstairs, and left the castle. The princess thought, "At last that nasty frog is gone, and I don't have to deal with him anymore." But that night she heard the tapping at her door again. And the frog said, "Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door to thy true love here. And mind the words that thou and I said by the fountain cool in the greenwood shade." When the princess opened the door, the frog came in and slept upon her pillow again. And the third night he did the same. When the princess awoke on the following morning, she was astonished to see, instead of the frog, a handsome prince, gazing on her with the most beautiful eyes she had ever seen and standing at the head of her bed. The prince told her that he had been enchanted by a spiteful fairy who had changed him into a frog, and that he had been fated to stay in the pond until a princess let him eat from her plate and sleep upon her bed for 3 nights. The prince said, "You have broken the spell. Will you come with me into my father's kingdom, where I will marry you and love you as long as you live?" The young princess, of course, said yes to all of this. And as they spoke, a beautiful carriage drove up, with 8 beautiful horses, decked with plumes of feathers and a golden harness. They set out for the prince's kingdom, which they reached safely, and there they lived happily ever after.